out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Hunters, ride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Tom Miller Electric is your fully licensed and insured master electrician in the Northwoods. With over 30 years experience, they're the folks to call for in-home and business wiring, switches, fixtures, and electric repair. They can take care of your hunting shack electrical too. Lights in the outhouse? Call Tom Miller Electric. Wishing everyone a safe and successful hunting season, Tom Miller Electric. Call 715-762-3250 or 715-661-2257.
2 minutes after 7, Deer Hunters Roundup on WCQM Park Falls, WHSM Hayward, WIRI, Nakusa, streaming to the world also on all those websites and at 98QCountry.com, and also on the 98Q Country YouTube channel. For those of you listening outside of the area, you can go to YouTube, search for 98Q Country, and all of the shows that we've done are there. Not only the video of the studio, the good-looking Ron here from Nemeth Implement bringing the standards up in the studio, and Darla Eisen, who had the cheese head on in there, and Austin and Big G was in earlier in the week. He's out for the weekend. He's taking that ore part of Thanksgiving to heart. He doesn't believe he takes the ore out of Thanksgiving. It's always and. It's never pumpkin pie or apple pie. It's always pumpkin pie and apple pie.
All right. From what we've heard, he is still at the table.
He's still at the table. He'll be back in Monday. Gray will be back in, I believe, tomorrow night also to join us. It's unscripted. It's unplanned. We take your calls. We have some fun. We'll take a couple of calls, get to more of our emails here in just a moment. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Renna Robo calling from Flying Dutchman Lodge.
The Flying Dutchman Lodge. All right. What's happening out there?
We only saw three does.
You only saw three does. Were you able to get any of the three does, or did you let them go?
We let them go.
Let them go. All right. How was your Thanksgiving there, Renna?
Really good.
Really good. What was your favorite food?
Mashed potatoes.
Any leftovers?
No.
I got a lot of them. I got a lot of leftover potatoes. Stop on by. Give me a text. I'll get you a little mashed potatoes here. All right. So are you hunting? How many people hunting with you out there at the Flying Dutchman Lodge?
Five.
Okay. Is everybody behaving themselves, Renna?
No.
Give me one. Give me one person that's really been causing a lot of problems out there.
Probably Grandpa.
That's right. It's always seems it's to be always, Grandpa, yes. Doesn't it?
Always Grandpa.
Always causing the problems. That's right. He has the right to, though. All right, Renna. Well, good luck with the crew out there. Thank you. We'll put you in for the youth gun drawing, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Renna. We got a couple emails we want to get to, or text, or what do we got here?
Well, I did get an email directly from Camp Cold Beer No Deer. They wanted to know what's in my special oxbow cup.
Okay. All right.
So technically, I'm a paid professional drinker.
Okay.
And due to legality issues, it's soda pop, and that's my story.
That's right. All that's in there. You bet. Got a nice text, a shout out from Rock at the Bush Camp North, Bush Camp North to Bush Camp Phillips and to Camp Timbuk. They're sending a shout out to them. The keyword, by the way, for the daily prize is feed, the letter M, seed. So F-E-E-D, N-S-E-E-D. You have to have that right, otherwise our system will probably kick you out and won't make you eligible. So feed, mm-hmm. the letter M, and seed.
All right, from the FPH Country Club, they got their Thanksgiving buck. They got an 8-pointer.
All right, very good. All right. Very good.
A little windy today. Is there a code word for the text system today? Well, you just read that.
Feed seed. All right, got
All
it?
All right, yeah.
Did it?
It was a short hunt this morning for two of us as someone had to go plow and sand. After morning sit before Dad and I drove to the family farm in winter for the annual family visit. Nothing else to report, hoping to finish the hunt with some meat, but it isn't looking promising.
Yeah, and we're going to have a picture of that eight. That looks like, how many points is that, Ron, on there? Is that eight from the FPH? It looks like eight?
It looks like a nice eight, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I got a nice picture that they sent me, so that'll be posted from Matthew there, or Matthias, rather, Matthias down there in Phillips. So we'll have that posted to our website later after I get home. Have a little beverage of my choice a little later. All right. Anything else, Darla?
Yeah, No Nuts checking in from Camp Send It. No luck again today. Still seeing a lot of does and fawns. No horns. Mini No Nuts and Little Stump are up for the rest of the season. Hopefully they will bring us some much needed luck.
Mini no. It's like a takeoff of mini donuts, right?
Right.
Mini no nuts. I like that.
I got you four basic food groups: beans, bacon, whiskey, and lard.
All right. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Good evening, Joel. This is Ben calling in from Camp Wilson down in Sheboygan County.
Hey, Ben. Always like to, good to hear from Sheboygan County. Ben, how are we doing down there?
We're doing good, kind of recovering from the turkey coma yesterday, but we're here.
All right. Anything good to report?
We're still holding out with an eight, a four, and a doe on the pole. Things are pretty windy and chilly down here. No snow, but we're sitting tight the way we are.
Yeah, we've got, what would you say, 2 or 3 inches out there in the woods around here, depending on where you are, maybe?
Two to three, yeah.
Enough for good visibility up here, right?
Yep.
I think once you get probably Wausau South, probably gone, probably not good. Yeah.
It's gone down here.
It's gone, huh? All right, so we hunting through the weekend, or what we got going on there, Ben?
We're going to try. We're going to give her the best we can.
All right, we're thankful for the three that are hanging anyway, and we'll see what we can do, right?
That's right. Hey, appreciate you guys and all the sponsors and everything keeping the Deer Hunters Roundup going.
All right. You're very welcome there, Ben. Well, it was a rough day for the Badgers. Man, that was not a good day for the Badgers at home. That was kind of weird to watch Camp Randall be so quiet today.
It was kind of a bad year.
And I don't know if Luke Fickell, what his buyout is, but it's not looking good for that team right now.
That hurts, getting beat by a team called the Gophers.
Yeah, and this is 3 out of 4 years now. 3 out of 4 times that they played at Camp Randall, the last 3 out of 4 that the Gophers have won at Camp Randall. So it's kind of weird to see. So we'll see if there's a change coming, much like the Bears. Had a change. We'll talk about that.
Go Packers, though.
Did you watch the end of the Bear Lion game yesterday? Did you watch the end of that?
Yeah.
Didn't see it, but I heard they managed to lose another.
Goodness gracious.
The Bears.
You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, good evening. This is the Camp Wannabuck.
The Camp Wannabuck. This is like the Ohio State University, right?
Yeah. Well, there's somebody else once in a while calls it Camp
Wannabuck.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
We've been here since 1955.
1955. What parts of the Northwoods are you in?
We're over near.
You're over near the planet Pluto, it sounds like. You're sounding breaking up a little bit. Say that again. You're over near where?
We're over by Sioux Lake.
Sioux Lake. That's better. Hold that lake right where it was there. All right. Okay. So you're hunting by Sioux Lake. What's going on out there at the Camp Wannabuck?
Well, we've seen a lot of little bucks. A lot of little spikers, a lot of porkers. We shot 1 8-pointer, but that's all we shot.
That's about all you get. Anything on the pole?
Just that 8-pointer.
Just that 8-pointer. Okay, very good. Yeah. All right. So hunting since...
Shout out to Shoot the Moon.
All right.
And we always enjoy listening. All week we listen to you.
All right. We appreciate your call. The reception not the greatest there, but... Darla's cell phone reception nowadays is better, even 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, probably half our listeners could not even call us. It was so bad. It's gotten better.
That's true, but he is just a little bit south of the middle of nowhere.
That's very right.
I mean, Lugerville is kind of the middle of nowhere, so he's a little bit south.
Yeah, we had people call. We had to climb up on the roof.
Yep. That area, they're still installing. There's still people that are waiting to get their landlines hooked up out in that area. So I don't know what... Austin like that one. The young guy even smiled at that one. That was pretty good. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brute from the KO Shack.
Hey,
how's it going?
Brute! Yeehaw! What's happening out there at the KO Shack?
Well, my brother, Goober, is outside the shack waiting for about... he's running to the shack right now. He's mad. He was on hold for you guys, and I beat him to it.
We about to hear a fight over the phone?
Oh boy!
I'm placing bets.
All right, which one of us is going to tell you a bunch of lies first? Which one? Who's first?
This is Brute from the KO Shack.
All right, so, very good. All right. All right.
So we had to pull our secret weapon out tonight.
Okay.
So we hunted the farm tonight.
Mm, hunted the farm.
Yeah.
All right.
Tonight.
Yeah.
It's always better.
All the special food plots and everything like that. And, you know, Goober saw about 9 does. He even saw a forkhorn with a broken antler.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah. And I was hunting about, 70, 80 yards away from him on the power line. Well, you know, it's called the power line stand.
Okay.
And I was texting him like, hey, you got another one coming in. You got another one coming in. You got another one coming in. He's seen 9 of them. Well, I seen 13.
Wow.
The numbers don't add up. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if, we both graduated from Park Falls High School.
Well, that explains it.
Numbers don't add up or mine don't add up. I don't know.
I think you hit it right on. There you go, the winner. All right. So one of you wasn't paying attention. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, that's true. Those barley pops sure get in the way of everything,
Yeah, exactly. So what's Goober up to tonight?
Oh, he was out here, in his long underwear waiting to get called in. And, I just took the reins and got in before him.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. We're having good meal, the camp cook, there's only certain people that can be the camp cook.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Absolutely.
It's a chef that went to college or it's your mother.
Or it's your mother.
There's no other people that can be
nothing in between there. That's
cook,
it.
Right?
It's those two things, yeah. Brute, if you're a taco, give me your secret ingredients on a taco, Brute.
You could have venison hamburger, but nothing deep. Beef
hamburger.
Is the number one thing you could have, okay?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You could have sour cream, you can have lettuce, you can have tomatoes. That's good for your heart, but everybody wants the hamburger.
That's right.
And that's coming right from the beef.
That's
the
traditional.
Cow.
That's traditional, yep. I remember the first time I went to a taco place and they said, do you want beef or chicken for your meat? And I almost reached across the counter and grabbed him by the collar and said, what did you say, young man?
That's right. If you would have went to jail that night, I would have bailed you out because I would have said beef too.
That's right. I said, there's a guy with a beard, that colonel guy. He'll handle the chicken. You handle the beef here at Taco Hut, all right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're beef.
That's right. That's right. All right. So what are we doing the rest of the weekend? We back out or tomorrow there, Brute?
Oh, heck yeah. Goober's got to have his sleeping time. Well, I'm going to hit the woods. I told Goober, I said, you better have that rope ready because I'm going to get that big one tomorrow. All right.
Very good. Brute, we always appreciate you guys calling in. Very fun to hear you again.
You take her easy, okay?
All right, we'll find a way to get her done. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
I want to say hello to and Uncle Jack.
Okay, where are they? Where are you hunting? Where are they hunting?
Camp Wannabuck.
Camp Wannabuck. All right. Is this the Camp Wannabuck or is it Camp Wannabuck?
Yes.
The Camp Wannabuck. All right.
And who's on the phone? Who's talking?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Nick.
Henrik.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, Henrik. Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you taking the time to do that. Thank you.
Thanks for the show.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, Henrik goes in for the youth drawing there. We love when the young ones call. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Okay. Try that again. We can't hear you very good. So try that. Who is this?
From Camp Set It.
Camp Set It. All right.
Mini Nomads from Camp Send It.
Camp Send It. Okay. All right. And Minnie, did you catch a name on that? Minnie?
Say that again, Minnie.
Mini No-Nuts.
Oh, Mini No-Nuts from Camp Send It. All right.
Okay.
Are you having fun out there?
Yes.
Okay. Is everybody behaving themselves? Any troublemakers?
No.
Well, you need to look a little harder. All right. Thank you for the call. The connection isn't real good there, but we'll put you in. I think we got Mini No-Nuts, right?
Yes. Yep.
We're going for the youth drawing, so you've achieved that accomplishment. There you go. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Janice, the two rider.
All right.
Say that again.
Say that again.
Tanner Kuchenrider.
Tanner Kuchenrider. Where are you calling from, Tanner?
A phone?
Okay.
What? You asked.
Okay, let's be more general. What planet are you on, Tanner?
Minocqua?
Sounds like you're still in
planet Minocqua.
Planet Minocqua sounds like a good place to be hanging out there. Tanner, what's happening? Have you gotten any deer yet?
I got an 8-point buck.
You got an 8-point
right.
buck. All that leading up to that.
There we go.
All right. Give me the story. What happened? Give me the whole layout of how you got it.
So it was in a cornfield. Standing there, I shot it.
All right. That story will get better. All right. That story, over the years, there will have been hills and mountains you climb through.
Yep.
Yes. And a snowstorm.
Yeah. An 8-pointer. Is that your first buck?
Yeah.
All right.
Good congrats. Job.
Was your heart going thump, 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 thump really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Tanner. Congratulations to you on the deer. You're in for the youth gun drawing also. We'll do on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to call him Tanner because I'm not sure about that last name.
I wasn't
about
either.
The spelling or anything. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Squatter reporting in.
Hey, Squatter, how we doing tonight?
We're doing all right. We're a little bummed out.
Why is that?
Chungus ditched his mom for his dad tonight.
Oh, well.
Betrayal.
Well, hang on.
As the world turns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm a little bitter.
So what happened hunting-wise? Anything other than the drama? Other than hunting-wise? Talk to us about that.
They had does and fawns in, no horns. Timmy had bear tracks this morning and a wolf track right on top of it, wondering if maybe that one didn't get kicked out of the den by the wolf.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, kind of quiet otherwise down at Camp Beaver Fever.
All right. Very
good.
But
I want to give a big shout-out to Rowan, who got his first buck today.
Rowan, all right. Hunting with you or close to you guys or what?
Just a fellow hockey player that got his first deer. I was super proud of him.
All right. Very cool. All right, Squatter, thank you so much for the update.
Yep, bye.
Camp Beaver Fever. All right. Any emails we want to throw in here, Darla?
Sure. We've got from, this is Minnie Squatter. I just want to say how much I love the roundup. Mom won't let me talk tonight because I can't stop talking. My brother, Chungus, who's 11, needs to learn more patience. Okay.
All right.
We had a beautiful and bountiful feast for Thanksgiving and Rock at the Mitts Bees Camp with lots of good company yesterday. Lieutenant Dan and his family, his grandma and cowboy. Pretty sure we all overate and none of us ladies at camp menopause didn't move too much after dinner and chores.
Wait a minute, that's a new camp.
You
can't just let that slide by there.
Yeah.
Camp menopause.
Yes.
I use that.
We've heard from them before.
I've used that phrase at my house many, many times. My wife has never, ever laughed at it.
Coincidentally, Joel now has counted every blade of grass in the yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Today was a really quiet morning for us. Didn't see anything. The blustery hurricane force wind this afternoon made it an easy choice to stay close. Sounds like some excitement for Rocket this evening. Sit. We're excited for him to hopefully get another chance at that buck. Blue Shoes got a flat tire and had to change that. Gravy and Camp Man stopped in and said hello. They haven't been having much luck either. Thanks for the awesome show from the ladies at Camp Menopause. Sleepy, itchy, witchy, crabby, and bloated.
I don't know which sound effect to play. Trying to figure out one that won't get me in any trouble here.
This is where we just keep our mouths shut, Joel.
All right.
Keep moving.
Howdy, this is Peeler checking in on the Civic Media app. Peeler from Camp Pitch a Tent. They are longtime listeners and first time reaching out. Got a 6-pointer on Monday morning. Besides that, nobody has seen anything up until a couple of does tonight. They've been hunting hard all season and hope to get some more meat on the pole by the end of the week. So that comes in through our Civic Media app, where you can also text us a keyword, seed, letter N, feed, to be eligible for today's text to win prize. More of the Deer Hunters Roundup and your calls at 715-744-1006 in just a moment.
It's finally here, the 9 biggest days of November. Stop at Bader Sports Center for all of your hunting needs to make this season a success. From last-minute extras to clothes, boots, and even guns, ammo, and your DNR license, Bader's has what you need. Even things you didn't know you needed, like snack sticks, jerky, or homemade candy, all produced locally in the Phillips area. From the whole team at Bader Sports Center to all hunters, a safe, enjoyable, and successful season. Go see them at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, next to Pick and Save.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Break 19, it's the Big G rolling on a double nickel on I-13, heading for the Village Pit Stop at the top of the hill in Butternut. Just ease that timber train in for some motion lotion, bars, chains, hydraulic oil, even groceries or cold ones. That's the Village Pit Stop in Butternut, Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly cloudy and cold for tonight as lows drop back into the single digits. And some sunshine mixed with the clouds here for your Saturday afternoon. Highs only upper teens. Into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy for Sunday. A few flurries. It's 14 degrees right now.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like, we are the Seed & Feed, located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedAndFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed & Feed located in Fifield?
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mike Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at Fifield Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend!
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up on your 2025 firewood needs. Wood for your home, your cabin, camping, your hunting shack in the woods. Freeze Firewood takes pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 and see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup on WHSM Hayward, WIRI Nakusa, and WCQM Park Falls. Joel, that's me. Ron here from Nemeth Implement. We got Darla over there in the corner. We've got the guy in orange over there, our tech guy over there, Austin Brumain. And Ron, I want to give you a chance to mention for those listening, maybe from outside of the area, maybe down in that Nakusa area. You guys are kind of down in that area a little bit, down in Stetsonville, or right on Highway 13.
Halfway down there.
Yeah, yep. About halfway yep. down. You guys have been there for a while. We've had you on the morning show a few times, but when it comes to all the outside implement stuff, you guys can handle fixing it, selling it, whatever they need, right?
Sure thing. Kind of the way the youpers say it, we got snow blowers, we got pushers, we got blades, we got buckets, we got all kinds of manure for sale.
Yeah, and they can and they can check it out at nemethimp.com, right?
Yep.
N-I-E-M-U-T-H-I-M-P.com.
Yep. Can find us on Facebook. You can give us a call, 715-678-2271. There's many ways to reach us. Email us, too.
Yeah.
Sales@nemethimp.com. Yep.
Yeah, and like we've always said before, too, on the morning show, people have that piece of equipment that's been sitting in their back part of their property for a few years. You've always dreamed of getting it going. You got stories of helping people do that, right? Getting that stuff going.
We can definitely help them get anything going, even their family heirlooms. And if it's just sitting there and you want to get rid of it, you can give me a call, too.
All right.
We recently purchased one from an old hunting shack.
Oh, really?
The shed was collapsed on it, and the guy's like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah.
You know, come and buy it from me, so we did.
Yeah.
And just about have it fixed up, ready for sale. So we got a lot of used tractors, too.
Yeah, so check it out, nemuthimp.com, a great place to find out how to get a hold of them, N-I-E-M-U-T-H-I-M-P.com. Nemeth Implement on Facebook, where you guys have on Wednesdays.
What is it Wednesday?
What is it Wednesday? Always something fun on there for people to try to figure out.
I got a question for Ron, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a question. Now, you said your family has been listening to the Roundup for quite a few years, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
This is, and you got some pretty good camp stories.
We don't have enough time for my camp
well,
story.
Well, you just pick one out.
Oh, what,
just,
you guys got a camp name?
Well, we're out at Pixley Point.
Okay.
Right. I don't really have a camp going yet
okay.
out here, but when we used to hunt with the family, we used to hunt in campers. And many years ago, I was telling Darla this story. Many years ago, we were all in the camper, and it was cold. Winters used to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
We were stump hunters.
Yeah, there you go.
And so we're sitting around, we're playing sheephead, me and my sisters and stuff, and we're listening to the radio show. And somebody had mentioned that there was a deer that they saw, and they called in the radio show. And by the way, everything here is completely fictional. So, because the radio show is at night. But anyways, I saw a deer, and we had to jump up and go out because it was only like half a mile away from us. So we jumped up, and my sister jumped up, and she was leaning up against the back of the camper playing cards for the last hour or two. And when she jumped up to run out the camper, her coat stayed stuck right there to the wall. It was frozen. Didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it. That's some good old-time hunting right there.
Yep, and that's the old right. Campers, yep.
That's right. That's back when you used to have schnapps just to keep you warm.
Oh, peppermint schnapps.
Well, that stuff would warm you up right from your time and hit your tongue all the way down to your midsection.
Got to have that frozen Leroy out on the porch, too.
Oh, yeah. It'll toast you up real quick. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
Bear hug.
Bear, say
bear
that.
Hug.
Bear hug.
Bear hug.
Bear hug?
Yes.
All right. Where are you calling from, Bear Hug?
Camp Shoots a Lot.
Camp Shoots a Lot. Okay. What happened out there today, Bear Hug?
So, my grandpa saw a big buck. He wanted to shoot it, but he was just on a path, so he didn't get a chance to aim.
All right. He didn't get a chance. I like that. So he saw it, but didn't get a chance to shoot it, huh?
Yep.
All right. All right. How about you? Did you see anything?
Yeah, we saw a couple of those. It's blue shoes and Mark. That's Ashley's dad.
Okay.
We saw some stuff. It's inside. Ashley was sitting somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere. Gabal's sitting somewhere. Jerry wasn't in GMC. I was sitting in the back. Mark was sitting up front next to Joey on the other side. And we saw a ton of those, and we went to do a food plot.
Okay, you just keep talking. I'm just enjoying listening.
I love the excitement.
Just keep going. Just keep going. What about the bears? What about the badgers? Just keep talking.
The squirrels, the beavers.
Yeah, you're awesome. You are awesome.
The Packers won.
Packers.
So I'm just happy that they won.
Yeah.
It's 30-11.
That's nice, nice. All right, Bear Hug, we'll put you in for that youth gun hunt. Thank you for the update. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, recently in the NFL, if you're a Packer, Viking fan, you just say they won, and you just walk away. You're just like, don't ask us how, don't ask us why. We won, and that's it. That's all you need to know. We'll see you in the playoffs. That's it. All right, 715-744-1006. We have a couple of lines open. Any emails we're going to get to here, Darla?
Tucker from Camp Flambeau Hilton. Very quiet. Not seeing much of anything. Last couple of days, been very slow. Like to give a shout-out to Camp Bucktail.
Okay.
All right. Grasshole. Checking in from Club Gitmore. Saw the first deer of the season tonight, but way too late. Probably one more day.
All right. Very good. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, Joel. It's Goober from the KOG.
He finally made it.
Hey.
That darn brute finally let you get in and call in, huh?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When your phone's ringing and it says G-O-O-B-E-R, Goober calling, do you hit decline or something?
Watch it ring and laugh as it goes to voicemail.
Oh, my God. I've been calling for the last 46 and a half minutes straight. My hands froze. My butt is numb. Holy man, you're a hard guy to get hold of.
I admit, when I see that the six letters on there, my vision gets a little blurry. So I can't really.
Is Drew paying you not to answer my phone calls? Because I think that's what's going on.
He would never do that. No.
Yeah. Don't listen to a word he says. But
No comment on the payola part. No comment. All right. All right. What's happening? What's your point of view, Goober?
Oh my God, Joel. Let me tell you. These past couple days at the KO Shack, I think I showered once and ate some dang good meals, had good time with the family. Can't complain. Can't wait till next year.
All right. Things are getting rough out there on the
odiferous. Oh, yeah. After today, we're going to pull Shack out, clean her all up. I got to call my mom so she can clean up my mess.
Yeah.
Some things never change.
Well, it's not mild enough this year to actually spray it down, so how do you get that cleaning part done there?
You don't. You just put everything in a box and pull it away and come back next summer and be like, oh.
Next spring when it thaws out.
Just hope something's still around. All right.
Yeah, right. But you got to feed the squirrel some things. We leave the bread and the chips on the table and come back and the bags are empty next year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody's happy. Yeah. All right, yeah. Goober. All right. Well, we always appreciate you taking time to join us here, Goober.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. Talk to you later.
Take care. The KO Shack. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Camp Liver Damage.
Oh, yeah. You guys have called in before, previous years, right?
Yep. Yeah, we're up here in Butternut. And after opening weekend, we had some action, quite a bit of action around here. We got one buck on the buck pole, but nothing happened since. So it's been pretty quiet around here. We even hunted the National Forest looking for tracks and stuff, and it's been tough, especially with it getting colder out too. So
yeah, now are you guys up in Ashland County for bucks only? Is that where you're at?
No, we're actually right on the edge, okay. Price and Ashland, but gotcha. We do have some doe tags for Sawyer County, so it forces us to get out and rather than sit around here on farmland. So,
sure. Yeah. Well,
yeah, get out there and see some new country and stuff, and so we got to see some elk a few days ago, and
nice.
But other than that, around here in Butternut, I got one doe fawn sniffing around the one holer here every day, and they're real good at sniffing out corn, but I don't think that's the corn that you want in the one holer. So I had to go down to the local feed store and get some good corn.
That's right.
That's a seed and feed.
That's right. All right. Well, Camp Liver Damage, we appreciate the update. Let us know if anything else happens out there this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, quick shout out to my youngest daughter, Maddie, also. She scored on her first buck this year also during the youth hunt. She got a little 2-3 pointer. So
all right. Very nice.
Yeah, we got two deer in the freezer, so I'm not complaining at all.
All right. Very good. Thank you for the call. We appreciate a couple texts coming in. Shout out from Rock at Bush Camp North to Bush Camp Phillips and Camp Timbuktu. Not sure if I read that one already. Callie from Camp Snake in the Bush. Shot a doe tonight. Couple of text messages. Email is the best way to guarantee that your message is going to get to us. WCQM@civicmedia.us. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
William Dixon from Camp Nine.
Camp Dime?
Nine or
Camp Nine.
Camp
okay.
Nine.
All right, William. Whereabouts is Camp Nine?
It's like outside of Tony on in Rust County.
All right, down there in Jimmy Leonard Land. You betcha. All right. What's happening out there, William?
I shot a great big buck at hanging on the meat pole, and I'm the only one out of one more other guy that shot one.
All right, so great big. Give us more. I want more.
It's a giant nub buck. I mean, it's the biggest nub buck I've ever seen.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Well, sometimes you don't have to have a lot of horns to be big bucks, right?
They taste the same, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Yep. Well, good.
It's
good.
Almost sticking out past the hair.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, are you young enough for the youth drawing there, William?
Yeah, I'm just 12.
All right. Very, very good. You sound older than that. All right. Very well spoken there, William. Congratulations on the buck.
Thank you.
And thank you for the call. Couple more. You just kind of dropped in there. I don't know. I haven't gotten one. What's the biggest deer you've ever gotten?
The biggest deer I've ever gotten in my life was a 10-pointer.
That's nice.
But I was pretty young back then.
Yeah, my brother, my next oldest brother, who is still a hunter, and he basically helped me get that deer behind you there. He got a 10-pointer when he was like a junior in high school and has never gotten one like that since. He had the head mounted. Beautiful, big, thick horns. Has never gotten one like
mine,
that
mine
since.
Was a big old swamp buck.
Yeah.
Big, almost black horns. They were so dark.
Yeah, you never know when that deer is going to be the one in a lifetime, I guess you would say. It doesn't happen very often.
That was probably about 16, 17.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. 715-744-1006. More of your calls on the Roundup. We're running right up until 8 o'clock.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls, where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail, when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Need dependable auto services? Fuego Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service towing, expert body shop repairs, and trained technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome. Serving Phillips for years, Fuego is your go-to automotive center.
Ridge Runners on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin wants to wish everyone a successful and safe deer season. They invite you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try their half-pound Angus burger. All made with fresh, farm-to-table meat from Heritage Meats. Also now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly and homemade soup available daily. Open Thursday through Saturday, serving until 9 p.m. at Ridge Runners, Main Street, downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Ridge Runners hopes to see everyone this opening weekend.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly cloudy and cold for tonight as lows drop back into the single digits. And some sunshine mixed with the clouds here for your Saturday afternoon. Highs only upper teens. Into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy for Sunday. A few flurries. It's 14 degrees right now.
Vader Sports Center is having a Deer Hunter Widow special on all of our regular priced Stormy Cromer clothing and accessories. From November 23rd through December 1st, take 15% off any of our Stormy Cromer men's and women's apparel and accessories, including hats, gloves, mittens, and purses. So make your own drive to Vader Sports Center, stand in front of our huge rack of Stormy Cromer merchandise, and bag your own trophy. Mention that you heard this radio ad, and we'll give you an additional 5% off your Stormy Cromer purchase. That's all at Vader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in downtown Phillips.
On a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental advancement. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups, and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Over the deer season, head to Flambeau Forest Inn for their specials. This month, sink your teeth into their monster buck burger that is 7 inches piled high on a regular bun with 2 third-pound burgers, 2 chicken strips, 2 mozzarella sticks, 2 slices of bacon, 2 fried eggs over easy, 2 choices of cheese, 3 ounces of fries served with a pickle, and a choice of french fries or sidewinders. Open at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday through Sunday, Flambeau Forest Inn, located in Winter, Wisconsin.
All right, Deer Hunters Roundup on WHSM 101.1 in Hayward, WIRI 105.5 Nakusa, and WCQM 98.3 FM in Park Falls. And we're streaming on the 98Q YouTube channel. If you want to check out the live feed in studio, it's 2 hours. I still have people that ask me, I say, you ever listen to Deer Hunters Roundup? People from outside the area, and they say, oh, not really. What is it? And I say, well, it's basically just 2 hours of us answering the phone and letting people tell us what's going on in the woods. It's an unscripted show. It's live. Everything we do is live here, and so it's I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just pretty entertaining. Just letting people be people and having a good time and kind of celebrating one of the great traditions of Wisconsin, especially the northern half of Wisconsin. I think it really is a hunting tradition, Ron. I go back to the early mid 70s when I hunted with my dad. And I still remember his friends, many of whom have passed away now, and just that hunting tradition. Even way back then, 50 years ago, we had one guy in our group, and his nickname was, he could never sit for more than maybe an hour on opening morning. He just fidgety. So we called him, remember the old Western show, Have Gun, Will Travel?
Yes, yes.
That was his name. Whenever we referred to him, it was Have Gun, Will Travel. And I think the monikers that you're hearing, Ron, from camps and stuff have been going on for generations. We're just hearing about them on the radio now, right?
Absolutely.
And you've got them too with your group. Anybody who's hunted has them, has people with the monikers, that's for sure. Yep. Let's get more of the emails, and we're going to go back to the calls here. So, Ron, you got a few there that emailed us. Go ahead.
This one is the Hall of Famer Joel. Al from Camp Who's Your Daddy checking in here.
Appreciate it,
Pretty Al. Cold out there. Shout out to Camp 15-2 on Skinner Creek Road. Bill Club Camp and Hall of Fame Set the Table Mabel got a 6-point buck on Sunday before the weather changed.
All right.
If you're looking for a place to donate your deer hide, check out Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips, Hides for Heroes. Wonderful show. Looking forward to it every year.
Yeah, every year, John is, I think he's cleaning out that thing like every night, and that Hides for Heroes is pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Got another one there? Go ahead.
Yep. Shout out to Camp Snoopy. No big bucks, but a beautiful baby girl is better than a 30-pointer.
All right.
Yep. Looking forward to seeing new addition at the camp next year. Congrats, Camp Dinner Pickles.
All right. Very good. Let's go to the phones here. You're on the roundup. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Big Guns.
Hey, Big Guns. I don't know if I've heard from you this year. Have you made it in yet?
We are in. The granddaughter came up yesterday, so Boots was out hunting today.
Okay. All right.
The story is.
Oh, dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
I know. Very exciting. After the Blue Jays, after the squirrels,
mm-hmm.
and then the turkeys,
mm-hmm.
came the Forky.
All right. The Forky. Oh. All right.
So they watched the Forky go by.
All right.
Then the 4-pointer came in.
Oh.
There was a shot, so that was exciting.
Yeah.
But there is no deer on the pole.
But there's no deer on the pole. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Was it a swing and a miss, or was it a tough shot, or what's the explanation there?
I'm going to say a swing and a miss.
A swing and a miss. It was right there.
Ready?
It was like,
something and a...
was that actual audio from the shot? Hey, everybody misses, right? If you hunt long enough, you're going to miss one, right? Right, Ron?
Can't say as though I've ever missed.
Look at Mr. Tough Guy over here. All right. So how's the rest of the hunt going beyond that?
You know what? It's been a great time. The family came up yesterday, so even though it's cold, it got everybody outside, and at least they're seeing stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Big Guns, we thank you for taking time to share the story with us.
All right, you guys have a great night, and thanks again for the show.
You're very, very welcome. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mallory from Camp Papatop.
All right, Camp Papatop, another camp that's been around for quite a while. What's happening out there?
Not too much. My dad shot a 7-pointer.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah.
Probably not as nice as the one behind Ron there in the studio here, but still very nice, I'm sure. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. That's all that's been seen.
All right. All right. Very good. Mallory, what's your maybe weird thing that you've had on a taco or when you make tacos that, that you would put on there?
Probably homemade salsa.
Homemade salsa?
Homemade salsa.
Homemade salsa. That'd be a nice touch, yeah.
Love me some homemade salsa.
Yeah, very good. All right, Mallory, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It used to be you always got those taco kits, and they always came with the sauce, mm-hmm. you know, or the powder that you could turn in the sauce. Okay. But now, of course, with the way groceries are now, and they're all downsizing, now those kits usually are just tacos. This just the shells. That's it. And then you're like, well, now what do I do? You got to look at the packet to find the packet. So maybe salsa would be the thing to mix in with the meat. Yeah.
We always have salsa on our regular tacos.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Mystery revealed. Yep. All right. Another email. You want to get to another one here? Either one of you? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Darryl.
Youth photo, Timothy Peterson, age 10, snake in the bush, Boulder Junction. Did a photo come in from him?
Probably. Any photos that are sent in during the show will be loaded in when I get home.
Okay. Can't believe it or not. Went out this morning for about an hour. Only deer we saw are on the cameras at night or by the shack after dark. Either way, great season. The ambience of being in the Northwoods makes it great. Thanks for the great shows, Jonas, Julie, and Elena.
Is that the Northwoods of saying ambiance, or is that ambiance?
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, Darren. And then the ambiance marched in, yes. All right.
So here's an email. So, howdy, guys. I saw 8 does and fawns last night. Just a doe and a fawn making drives today. We walked 5.6 miles in the woods. Sat down at Pa's stand tonight for a very cold sit. Saw 10 does and fawns in the stand there. Stopped by Rocket on the way back. The story goes he saw a big buck back by the river but couldn't get a shot. I believe him. He was pretty fired up. Duck Hunter saw 3 in the corner stand. Maybe tomorrow will be the lucky day for the big one. Shout out to Camp No Lights and Camp Long Shot. Oven and out. Cowboy at camp stands alone.
All right. All right, Carla.
All right. Good evening, all. Sandman, Choo Choo, and Lil Titanium Diva here. We are relaxing now and enjoying the show. Good job, as always. We still have seen no deer here, but Lil Titanium Diva's boyfriend Dom shot an 8-pointer yesterday. We are working on getting the photo to you for entry in the youth hunting drawing. Shout out to Hawkeye and the crew at Camp Lean To. Thanks.
I always wondered what the LTD and Ford LTD meant. Lillian Titanium Diva or whatever.
Yeah,
there you
like
go.
That, yeah.
I think we got it. More of the roundup coming up. We're going to get our final break in here before we run it up to the top of the hour.
You know, this here is the most part of hunting, I tell you what. Just sitting out here in nature.
This sucks.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the 30-pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the snowmobile trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season. Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up! J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all! Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182 stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Brenny brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters. Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, and, of course, towing 24-7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%. Serving the surrounding area and all of Price County, call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124. All right, we're going to run it up to the top of the hour, then we're going to let our friends go in WIR and IRI Nakusa, WHSM and Hayward. We'll do a little bit of a post-game show if those listeners want to go to our 98Q Country YouTube page or 98QCountry.com. So 715-744-1006. Let's get a couple final calls in here before the top of the hour. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel, this is Camp Reporter Michelle calling in from Camp Papa Top.
Hey, couple calls from Camp Papa Top. All right.
Yeah.
How are we doing, Michelle?
My daughter called in just before, but we just wanted to say congratulations also on your 25 years of doing the Deer Hunters Roundup. I had seen that, and I think I've been calling in almost every year. So.
Yeah, we appreciate
great job,
it.
Joel.
Thank you for the kind words. Appreciate it very much.
Not a problem. You have a great one.
Yep. Just happy to still be upright. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lizzie from Agenda Hideout. Just calling to give a shout-out to the guys up at camp and not seeing anything here at home. So.
All right. Where's the guys' camp?
They are northeast of Butternut.
Northeast of Butternut. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Once you go northeast of Butternut, you're pretty much just you're out of communication, right? You're gone, right?
Pretty much.
Might as well be on Pluto, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
I've been in touch with them, and I appreciate you guys doing the show. It's awesome.
All right. So, Lizzie, everything's good at home, and hopefully those guys up at the Agenda Hideout can get something done, right?
Yep, that's the plan.
All right. Thank you, Lizzie. Appreciate
right.
you. Thank
Thanks,
you. Thank you so much. Couple final emails before we run it up here. We got about 2 minutes, so what do you got
All
there?
All right. Daughter, no good in law from Camp Shoot a Moon in Triple I.
Yeah. Shoot the moon.
Just want to say how grateful I am for my family who never really had female hunters in their camp years ago. Here we are over 20 years later, and I have to say the ladies are the ones who keep it exciting.
That is pretty cool because, like I mentioned, my youth hunting, there was no women hunting. We didn't. I mean, I know there were women probably hunting, but in our group, there were no women. It's awesome to see the women out there basically keeping an eye on the guys, making sure we behave ourselves a little bit. That is a pretty cool part about the sport, Ron, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't grow up that way. When basically most of the women didn't go, but my sisters all hunted with us.
Nice.
And it was kind of always led because my grandma and grandpa still hunted with us.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And even though she was hurting every day, she would still get out there and mm-hmm. sit in her she'd find a stump, and she'd usually get a deer every year.
Oh, nice, nice.
So, yeah, I've been hunting with the ladies for a long, long time, and they can shoot with the best of them.
Exactly, exactly. All right, a few final emails here. Go
All
ahead.
Right. Shoot out. a shout-out. Yeah, shoot-out. Yeah.
And a shoot-out,
shout-out to Blackie over at Bambi's Deaf Camp over in Phillips for bragging, You know, I didn't even have any beverages
Bambi's
today.
That was just, the problem.
You could, sure about that?
You could just end it with Bambi's Deaf Camp, and I'd be good right there. It's just like,
Bagging his buck yesterday from Craig and Haley at Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery.
All right.
Okay.
Shout out to Joel. I forgot to give a shout out to Bones, Red Apple, Reagan Dragon, and Chicken Bone. Thanks, the Bug Man.
The Bug Man. All right. Go ahead, Darla.
All right. I saw 8 does and fawns last night, just a doe, and a fawn making drives today. We walk 5.6 miles in the woods, sat down at Pa's stand tonight for another very cold sit, saw 10 does and fawns in the stand there, stopped by Rocket on the back, and the story goes he saw a big buck back by the river but couldn't get a shot. I believe him, he was pretty fired up. Duck hunter saw 3 in the corner stand. Maybe tomorrow will be the lucky day for the big one. Shout out to Camp No Lights and Camp Long Shot. Over and out. Cowboy at camp stands alone.
All right. A little post game coming up on 98Q Country and the 98Q YouTube channel. We're going to say goodbye to 101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward 105.5, WIRI, Nakusa. We're back tomorrow night, Saturday night at 6 o'clock with all of you and another Deer Hunters.